Anyway, yesterday we learned that on the first night of Hanukkah you make three brachas, second night of Hanukkah you make two brachas. If you see the menorah you're not going to light, then the first night you make two and the rest of the night's one. But the Gemara asked a very simple question. What is the bracha? My mevarich. What is the bracha that we say? So he answers, Asher kitshanu b'mitzvesov, v'tzivanu lahad d'kner, and here you have shel Hanukkah, lahad d'kner Hanukkah, shel Hanukkah. Okay, but anyway, so the Gemara asks the question, Mehecha v'tzivanu. Hanukkah is one of the rabbinic mitzvahs. It's a general question on all the rabbinic mitzvahs of the Torah. You wash for bread, you make a bracha. You say hallel today with a bracha, that's a rabbinic mitzvah. You do Erevin, it's a rabbinic mitzvah. There's seven rabbinic mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, how can you say v'tzivanu, that Hashem commanded us? Where did He command us? He didn't command us, the rabbi told us. So the Gemara says, Mehecha v'tzivanu. Where did Hashem command us to do rabbinic mitzvahs that we can say the bracha shekachon mitzvah v'tzivanu? So there's two answers. Rav Avya Omar, Rav Avya says, it says in the Torah, lay sasur. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to turn away from anything the rabbis tell you to do. So therefore, there's a biblical mitzvah that you have to listen to the rabbis. If the rabbis tell you like Hanukkah, you're not allowed to turn away from it. Rav Nechemya Omar, she'al avich v'yagetcha, there's a positive pasuk. That it says in the pasuk, ask your fathers and they will tell you. Zikeinecha, your elders, v'yemiruloch. So again, the Torah says, you have to listen to the elders, to the chachamim. So therefore, the Gemara answers this fundamental question, all the seven rabbinic mitzvahs. How can we say the bracha v'tzivanu? Because Hashem did command us, because in the Torah it says you have to listen to the chachamim and you're not allowed to turn away from anything the rabbis tell you to do. Okay, then the Rabbi Gemara says like this. Amar Rava, Rava said the following. Pshitali, to me is self-understood. Ner Beisev and Ner Chanukah. Now the Gemara is going to discuss like this. What happens if a guy has very limited funds? He has money only for Chanukah candles, Ner Chanukah, or Ner Beisev. Ner Beisev means Shabbos candles. Now if I only have money for one, what's more important, Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles? So he says, Pshita, it's simple to me. Ner basic odif. First come Shabbos candles. Why? Nisholim bayis. Because sholim bayis, you have to have peace in the home. That's the purpose of Shabbos candles. So therefore, peace in the home is so important that Hashem even says, erase my name by Yaseita. May I erase my Yudke Vavke and in the waters to make peace between husband and wife. So therefore, that's a given. Shabbos candles comes before Hanukkah candles. Ner beisei v'kiddush hayayin. Now, what happens if I have money either for wine for kiddush or for candles? Again, what comes first? So he said that's the given. Ner beisei odif, again, because sholem beisei. Because of sholem beis.
What?
What
is kiddush?
No. I'm saying Shabbos candles are kiddush. Shabbos candles come first, again, because of sholem beis. But now the question is, okay, so you have like this. First, on top is Sholem Bayis, Shabbos. Then you have Chanukah and Kiddush. Now, which one of those two come before each other? No, one second. Boy, Rava, Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayayin Mahu. Which one comes first? What's the question? Do we say Kiddush Hayayin, Kiddush comes first because it's Tadir? Because Kiddush is every Shabbos. Chanukah is only once a year. So therefore, there's a rule. More common, less common, more common comes first. Or Dilma, Ner Chanukah Odev Mishum Prasum Nisa. But Chanukah has a uniqueness, you're publicizing a miracle that Hashem did. It's publication of a miracle. So therefore the question is, what comes first? Kiddush or Chanukah candles? So the Gemara says, Hodir Pashta, and afterwards he answered the question, Ner Chanukah Odev, Chanukah comes before Kiddush, Mishum Prasum Nisa. Okay? Now, so you have an interesting thing. Peace comes first. Then you have two other options. Tadir, more common, or publicizing a miracle. Which comes first? And the Gemara's conclusion is that Chanukah comes first, even though Shabbos is, Kiddush is more common. Based on this basis, there's a lot of interesting halachas that we learn out. Like, if Shabbos Chanukah falls out on Rosh Chodesh, Could happen. Shabbos Chanukah could be Rosh Chodesh. Then we take out three Sefer Torahs. One we read in the Parsha, one we read Rosh Chodesh, and one we read Chanukah. Which, by the way, which is very important to mention, tonight's Rosh Chodesh, so you have to say Al HaNisim four times. Al HaNisim, Eyal V'Yovei and Al HaNisim. I just want to mention before it gets late, tomorrow morning is like this. It's a regular like Rosh Chodesh davening. So you have, after the repetition, you say the complete Hallel. After Hallel, you say the Yom and Baruch Nafshi, followed by Kaddish. You do on Rosh Chodesh. Then you go to Torah reading. So tomorrow there's two Sefer Torahs. You have Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. So in the first Sefer Torah, you read out of the four Aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh, you read three. The first two Aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh go together tomorrow. And then you have the other two Aliyahs. Instead of four Aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh, you have three Aliyahs. Then you put the second Sefer Torah next to the first Sefer Torah, and you do Hagbah. You don't do Kaddish yet. You do Hagbah on the first Sefer Torah. After you finish tying the first Sefer Torah, then you uncover the second. You're not allowed to uncover the second Sefer Torah until the first one's tied, covered. So then you take out from the second one, we read tomorrow, one day, Chanukah Bayem HaShishi, which is the... Then you bring the first Sefer Torah back, and then you do half Kaddish. So the half Kaddish is said after both Sefer Torahs tomorrow, because it's the mandatory Kriya for Aliyahs. And then you do Ashir Al-Tzion and Musaf with Al HaNisim, and then the regular Rosh Chodesh Davening. So it's a regular Rosh Chodesh Davening, except tomorrow you take out two Sefer Torahs. In the first Sefer Torah, you read three Aliyahs, second Sefer Torah, the fourth Aliyah, Chatzi Kaddish, and then so on. Sachachevsky is probably the closest one, yeah. Huh? Okay, I think that's already better, Shchedish. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Huna said, Hadagil Bened means a person is meticulous in lighting the Shabbos candles. Havelei ben Nebanim Talmidei Chachamim. Whoever is careful in Shabbos candles, Hanukkah candles, you merit to have children that are scholars. Why? Because it says ner mitzvah and then Torah or. So if you have ner mitzvah, meaning you're particular about the ner of Shabbos and Chanukah, so then you have Torah or, you have children scholars. Mezuzah, if you're very meticulous in the mitzvah of mezuzah, and the nice mezuzahs, heavy door and so on, zeicha ledirinah, you merit to have a beautiful home. Because again, it's deed for deed, so to speak. Hazar b'tzitzis, if somebody is meticulous in the mitzvah of tzitzis, meaning the nice tzitzis, proper ones, zeichel l'talis noha, merits to have a nice garments. Hazar b'kiddish, a person is meticulous in the mitzvah of kiddish, meaning doing it properly and all that. So then the Gemara says, zeichel u'mamal gar b'yayin. He gets a lot of wine in this house. He fills up his storehouses with wine. The Gemara says, Rav Huna Rogel Davachol V'Tona Pitzchot de Rav Avi Nagra. He used to go to, hang out a lot by the house of Rav Avi Nagra. Rashi says he was a Chodesh Eitzim, a woodchopper, or the carpenter, basically. And he saw, Havarogel B'Shraga Tuva. He saw he was very, very careful in Shabbos candles. He lit a lot of Shabbos candles. You know, he was very meticulous. Amar, he said, so Rav Huna said, there's two great tzaddikim coming out of this house. Who were they? Nafkere Rav Idi Barabin and Rav Chiya Barabin. Rav Idi Barabin and Rav Chiya Barabin were two great sages of the Gemara. Their father was a simple carpenter. But because he was so meticulous in Shabbos candles, he merited his kids scholars. Rav Chista, Haverogo, Davachol, V'tona, Pitzchot, Beinoshe, Rav Shizvi. He used to hang out in the father of Rav Shizvi's house. Chazed Haverogo, B'shraga Tuva. Again, he saw that he was very careful in Shabbos candles. Omar, Gavre, Rabbe, Nofik, Mehocha, a great man is going to come out of there. And Natakar, Rav Shizvi, came out. So the Gemara says actual cases that because people were meticulous in lighting Shabbos candle, they merited to have sons of scholars. By the way, it's an interesting thing. In another place it says that you merit to have sons-in-law scholars also. Sons and sons-in-law. And the Rebbe said, when the Rebbe came out with the campaign that little girls should light Shabbos candles, so the Rebbe many times added this point that based on this Gemara, that if you're meticulous in Shabbos candles, the parents are meticulous in Shabbos candles, the children end up to be sons-in-law, good, you know, proper sons-in-law, and so on. So the Rebbe says, years ago, who made the shidduch? The parents made the shidduch. They met under the chuppah if they were lucky. Maybe they met a few years later, but otherwise, the boy and the girl met under the chuppah. They got married. Yeah. So the Rebbe said, for better or for worse, that he said that the type of, like in Yiddish, for better or for worse, today, the kids make their own shidduchim. So if a girl wants to get a good shidduch, she has to be careful in candle lighting. Because the mother's candle lighting was good when she made the shidduch. Now the girl makes the shidduch, so the girl needs to have to be careful in lichbench to have it. Okay, then the Gemara says, this clock's a minute fast. Then the Gemara says like this, Rav Yosef's wife used to light candles a little late. Not after Shkiyah Chas V'Shom, but she would light a little late. Amalei Rav Chista said, Tanya lo yomish amad anan yeman v'amudu eish loyla. It says in the puzzle, when the Jews were traveling, the column of smoke and the fire, but when the Jews were in the desert, at night they had this fire leading them on the way, and during the day they had the
cloud of glory.
One of those. Yeah. So he says, Malamit Shamud Anan Mashim Lamad Oesh, Shamud Oesh Mashim Lamad Anan. So he said, you see from there that they came to, you know, you have to do, finish one and then you get the next. Savar Lagdume. So she thought, okay, I'm going to light candles very early. Amalei said to her, no. Ahu Savat, this old man said to her, Uvavachele Yagdim Velo Yaachet. You shouldn't light Shabbos candles too early, like we learn Plaga Mincha. An hour and a quarter of halachic hours before sundown is the earliest you can light Shabbos candles. And you can't light late, so you have to light it. You know, part of the mitzvah, the Gemara is saying over here, by the way, is being meticulous in the mitzvah, is to make sure you light in the proper time.